Hey, this is May, the month of May. That's the May the month my birthday is in, May 25th. So that's a Friday. And you know what's going to happen on that day? American Samoa, way off in the Pacific, an island or a group of islands, is going to become U.S., part of the U.S. rates, and that'll make it unlimited for long distance. So I'll be able to call it free anytime I want. So I'll dial some numbers in American Samoa for you on my birthday when I do stories and stuff again. Well, that's what this is, stories and stuff, sometimes stories and sometimes stuff. And this is Joy Bubbles, your storyteller in Minneapolis. And I, you know, one of my affirmations that I say a lot is I have all the money I need and all the time I need, and I'm a wealthy soul. And you know, one of the biggest things that make me a wealthy soul is the friends I got. And there's two of them that, are they ever wild? I'll never forget them. I met them both in April of 1995, late April. And one's named Penelope, and the other's named Judy, and they both live in Oklahoma City. They are partners, but they actually have separate houses. But, quite often, Judy is in Penelope's house. One day, when I mentioned to them that I was going to give blood for some extra little pocket money, they wouldn't take my blood because I had sugar in my urine. And you know what Penelope did whenever she'd call me, like, you know, a lot of times at 1 or 2 in the morning to talk and stuff? She'd say, "Hello, sweet pea." She must have done that for several weeks. "Hello, sweet pea." So, she was always doing something. There was a night that Penelope actually found me a job. Well, actually, Judy was the one that found the job, and Penelope is the one that told me all the particulars. How it all started is I mentioned that I was going to need some extra money, I thought, to save up for Pittsburgh, to complete my saving plan to go to Pittsburgh. And I needed a little job of some kind to kind of get a little more. The reason I was going to Pittsburgh is to hear all the Mr. Rogers programs. They have an archive there at the University of Pittsburgh with all the programs from, like, program number one back in 1968. And now that Mr. Rogers is gone, his last programs made the collection total 895. And I've heard them all starting from program number one. There was 130 up there, black and white in that series, and then the Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, the color collection, ended up totaling 765. Well, how was I going to make it to Pittsburgh by my target date? I needed a little job, and one day, about 2 or maybe 2:30 or 3 in the morning or something, the phone rang, and for some reason I was sleeping at that hour. I don't know why. And I woke up very sleepy, and Penelope said, "Joy Bubbles, Joy Bubbles, Joy Bubbles." She always had to say it 3 times. Actually, you know, Joy Bubbles, I just have one name, but for her, I have 3 names, and they're all the same, especially when she's excited and real happy. "Joy Bubbles, Joy Bubbles, Joy Bubbles, I found you a job." "Really?" "Well, actually, Judy did it," she told me again, because Judy was right there kind of punching her, saying, "I did that." So, you know, Penelope better not take the credit for it with Judy sitting right there, you know. So, anyway, Judy found it on the computer. "And what is it?" "You'll work in a laboratory and they'll pay you." "Oh, but what is it?" "Well, it's a laboratory. You'll be in a laboratory and they'll pay you checks and you can go to Pittsburgh." "Yeah, but what do I do in this laboratory?" "You smell pig poop." "What?" "You know, doo-doo, you know. Everybody does it, including pigs, and you'll go there and smell it, and they'll give you checks, see? And when somebody's talking to you at 2 or 3 in the morning and telling you they found you a job, well, actually, Judy found it, smelling pig poop, you don't actually know whether to believe it or not." So I said, "Well, this sounds real interesting. Do you have a phone number that I can call?" "I sure do," and she gave it to me, and it began with 624. And I said, "Where is it?" She said, "At the University of Minnesota." And I do know that 624 is one of their exchanges there. So this started to have a little believability. So I said, "Well, let me record this on my voicemail so I'll remember it good tomorrow morning. I'm not all the way..."